got me high.
What's up? Thanks for tuning in on Best Week Ever Podcast. Before we get into our best and worst week evers, I wanted to plug in our Patreon. Please check our Patreon out. If you are having so much fun tuning in, you can go ahead and check our videos unedited of our episodes up on the Patreon. And we also have a new episode up of me recapping Traitors season 2, 1 through 6, episodes 1 through 6 with Nicole from Countess and Frenemies. I highly recommend you guys checking that out. And if not, it's totally okay. I know I am a Patreon member myself and I like to have a podcast kind of built up on their episodes before I sign up on their Patreon. That way I can like binge and test the waters. But if you are having a lot of fun watching the sneak peeks of the videos, it is a lot of fun seeing the videos and watching it unedited. But yeah, thanks for listening. And here is me and Taria from What Else Is Going On podcast on who is having the worst and best week ever in pop culture.
Well, it's been a while since I've had someone turn me on from head to toe.
Welcome back, guys, to another week of Best Week Ever Podcast, where we discuss who's having the worst and best week ever in pop culture. This week, I'm super excited. I have a friend of the pod, Taria, from What Else Is Going On Podcast. How are you, Taria?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I am honored that you asked me to be here, and I'm excited to discuss.
I feel like I got you on such a great week, although, like, Bravo has been having, like, the best, I want to say last couple years, but we just have such great television on right now. Married to Medicine is finally picking up on its drama, which I'm excited to jump on with you. And Real Housewives of Atlanta is having like a shakeup going on. So
yes,
yeah, I'm excited to have your like input in your podcast. Please let the listeners know about what else is going on.
Well, for those of you listening, hi. And I think you said for your Patreon, the video, right? So hi. So you guys can find me on What Else Is Going On Podcast, wherever you find your podcast, Spotify, Apple, all of that. And then I also have a YouTube channel, which is WeGo, W-E-I-G-O podcast, where the podcast visuals are released. And then also I do videos on pop culture, things that are happening, things that I want to talk about. So,
and I love your hot takes. They're so much fun. And it makes me question about what I am thinking sometimes too. I know you were very like different opinionative of Monica during Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which it made me like, it made me double like look back and be like, am I being too much? But no, I don't know. I still have like my feelings of her wanting she should come back and have her second season.
Yeah, I get that too. And that's, Sometimes there are certain things, of course, where we draw our hard lines like, no. But things like that, you can see both sides. It's like, okay, if I was one of the women, I could see like, but then also if I was Monica, I don't feel like she was being malicious to the women, but I can see how they could be thinking long term. So I could see if she came back, I would be okay. If she didn't, it's like, okay, I think she's going to come back. When you have showrunners speaking out saying she's on a break or on a pause, I think they're going to want to see how next season is going and then bring her back.
Also, Heather should be shaking in her boots right now because production, I feel like because of how vindictive they can be, is literally coming for her this year.
Be better. Like, if she accidentally says, whispers anything that's not supposed to be, because I do believe that they protect some of these. When Andy always says, if we have it, we'd show it. I don't always believe that. And I can think of season 5 Potomac, when we were at the reunion and Monique brings up how Giselle was questioning the paternity of her child and Andy saying, but we didn't show it, but we didn't show it. But they ended up showing it at the reunion because it was brought up. So we know they have footage that they don't always show. Married to Medicine, evidently, Sweet Tea went off on Phaedra for bringing Quad, but we didn't see that. They didn't show all of that. So,
Yeah, we did not see that. And she was not bothered about Quad being there, but I would be bothered about who brought her.
Right. It's like, oh, I'm not going to be, but it's because at the end of the day, you can not be bothered by Quad. Like, you were his past, I'm his future, whatever. But Phaedra, I know what you're trying to do, and I don't like that. So, yeah, I could, yeah, that's a good point. I'm bothered by who brought her.
I'm not going to lie. Sweet Tea is really winning me, especially with her reaction with Jackie this past episode.
I was so for it because I know people are online are upset. Like, oh, she keeps age shaming them. I don't believe she is. If you go back and watch from the time she's been on, they've started with her baby girl talking about her age. You don't get it. So she hits back with the area that they came at her in. And Dr. Heavenly, I started watching her YouTube, but I had to turn it off this week.
Oh, man.
I don't believe half the stuff that comes out of her mouth anymore because she's been caught in lies. But also, I think she takes hearsay or she may have heard gossip and then she's brings it back out as if it's truth, right? But she made the comment and I thought it was so, she was like, you know, when you spent your whole life trying to be Quad, what evidence do we have that supports Sweet Tea trying to be like Quad? If that's the case and she researched her, she didn't come on the show trying to dress like her. She didn't come on the show trying to talk like her. Yeah, she lives in Dr. G's home that Quad used to live in with him. I'm sure other couples do that too. You know what I mean? But it's just, I didn't like that. And then she was saying, you know, about Sweet Tea going off. High schoolers fight their teachers all the time. Literally the episode I think was titled like Sweet Tea has a mental, or Sweet Tea mentally unfit to be on the show or something like that. That was the title. So I'm like, oh, but what she said was, do you remember the flashback of Sweet Tea saying, well, you brought up Quad. And then we flash back to Dr. Jackie saying, be careful. They'll get the woman that Gregory was in the hotel with.
Yes.
Do you know that Dr. Heavenly said, Jackie was trying to warn her because Sweet Tea was going off on production because production was supposed to pay that money for her wedding because she had it somewhere else set paid for, but they couldn't film there. So production asked her to move it days before the wedding. They did the same thing to Candy and Todd, by the way. They asked her to move it. So she moved it. They agreed that since she was losing money, they were going to pick up the cut, like the extra. And then she gets a call hours before that. They're not. That's why she freaked out. So Dr. Heavenly was like, it may not seem like a lot of money, but it is if you don't have it. So she's insinuating she didn't have it. Then she says, because Sweet Tea was going off, because like now I got to pay this money. She was going off on production that Dr. Jackie was trying to warn her saying, hey, don't go off because they could go and get the woman that Gregory was in a hotel with. So you mean to tell me production is going to go get a woman from years ago that Gregory went into a hotel room with that wasn't filmed and have her back here by this evening because I'm going off on production? No, Jackie brought it up to be shady. She didn't bring it up as a warning to her. And that's when I cut it off. I was like, I'm done.
That is like editing at its finest because like I did not know all of the behind the scenes and it makes complete sense of like Sweet Tea's reaction and why she was calm at one point. And yeah, the whole, I can't believe they made her move the wedding. I did not know about Candy and Todd. I'm literally doing a rewatch right now, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That is, I know you're having so much fun. Oh
it
my,
is
I keep
so
saying
much
I'm going
fun.
To.
I can't put my phone down because I just want to record everything. Just like these, I was like, this is cinema, you know?
Yeah. Poetic. Like it's poetic. One of my favorites is when they were, is it season six when who's friend of comes on and she talks about Todd was on the come up. Todd and Candy was like, yeah, I am on the come up. Todd was on the come up.
Marlo appeared in season five. My bad.
Yeah. What season are you on during the rewatch right now?
I'm in season six right now, like episode two.
Okay, I think that's where they go on a trip and basically they're trying to basically say that Phaedra, it's a woman that comes on that's married to a guy named Charles, I think, and Phaedra supposedly dated him, then Candy supposedly dated him, and then there was tension and Nene's like, okay, Cynthia, did you date him too? Like, or Kenya dated him too? She just made, like, it was so funny. It was like, oh, I miss these days.
Yeah, no, it's such a great rewatch. And I'm so excited for Sweet Tea on Married to Medicine. I'm actually kind of upset knowing the news that this was swirling around because it is very shady for Jackie to say that because it's like, oh, did it get filmed? Editors are going to like take that and twist it. You know what I mean?
And we know it wasn't filmed because I think it was the reunion. I think Dr. G and Quad's last reunion together, married, and Quad revealed Gregory had been in a hotel room with some other woman. And everybody was like, oh, wow, you know, I didn't know. Why would you, that's not even on film. Like, so you brought that up to be funny. But then as soon as you're in the hot seat, she becomes very condescending. But I've never been a Dr. Jackie fan, so.
I flip-flop. I am very like,
yeah, I can see, and I can see why. Yeah. 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 Cause on one hand it's like, I think of as having three kids, being a woman, we know when you're pregnant, the weight you gain, the different changes in your body, the mental gymnastics, the hormonal changes that you go through, and to be having to be concerned with pulling up to your doctor's office and them talking about your weight and how you don't measure up basically to her, like, and clearly she does a great job with some of her patients. You know, no doctor is going to 100%, I'm sure. But there's something about her that I just feel like is very condescending and very snobby for a woman in her line of work.
Yeah, no.
But I also see the value in her line of work, you know? So it's like, you said, the back and forth.
It is. It's weird. And I can't get over Curtis. So let's move on.
Yes, we'll be here all day. Yes, and we cannot be here all day. Yeah, we'll be here all day. Yeah.
But let's move on to our worst week ever categories. Who do you have for your worst week ever honorable mentions?
That's what I forgot. Okay, honorable mentions. I won't say that would be worse for him. I was so stuck on my whatever, you know, my worst week that let me think. But I know real quick in my mind, honorable mentions. Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, I actually saw the Vile Files on 1.7 speed because I just couldn't watch. I can't handle Nick and I can't handle his child bride. I was like, if I'm going to watch this, I'm going to speed this up a little bit. But continue.
I love that. I think that Scandoval was the talk of last year, right? Mm-hmm. And then people have short memories because the next scandal comes out, move on. People are even actually getting upset with Ariana, which I have to say that for the people that are like, oh, she's getting on my nerves. She's everywhere. She's not putting herself everywhere. She's getting opportunities. And because I often think about that, like, what if we're given opportunities to host this thing, do this thing? You're going to take it, right? Why wouldn't you? She's not contacting these people like, hey, I was cheated on. I need an opportunity. But I feel like people were starting to be like, well, other people have cheated. Some people, because I've seen it. Tom is maybe bad, but not that bad. But then the show has started again. And now people are back like,
yeah, I saw tweets of like, Ariana's so mean to the assistant. And I'm like, or like, why can't she get over it? This was filmed 3 months after the reunion.
After their life blew up.
If this happened to you, yes, you would be continuously talking about it for a good 7 to 8 months. So
maybe years. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, with that situation, yeah, because of the circle group of friends, like, yeah. I mean, I was in a similar situation and I had to like leave that circle of group, but
wow,
Ariana can't. She has to be, she's getting paid, you know what I mean? So she's on the payroll. She needs to show up with these people all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you see him in the Vile Files or did you see clips at all?
I saw clips of it. I saw clips. I don't think I can watch the full thing.
Oh, it screams. I think he's on stuff. Like,
oh, got it.
Drunk, or maybe okay. he showed up 45 minutes late.
Schwartz, yes.
Yeah, okay. Schwartz was there, like, you know, giving excuses for him. I find out later that he was actually out the night before, and that is why, he had an all-night bender. He was supposed to be there at 3 p.m., got there at 3:45-ish.
That's so disrespectful.
Yeah, Nick was, like, pissed. And they were recording this whole, like, Schwartz, Natalie Joy, which is Nick Biel's child bride's. They have a baby together. Like, congratulations, though. Their baby was born this week. but they were, like, complaining about him and, like, talking shit about him before he arrived to the show. And they left that on the podcast. So it's kind of like shady because, like, obviously Nick and Tom are friends because they joined that show Special Forces with
yes.
And the fact that, like, because Nick was on Tom Sandoval's podcast and they have an argument about that being late to that podcast as well. Yeah, it was kind of like I couldn't believe this is not edited and they just decided to show the whole thing and it made him look awful.
Oh.
He has not changed.
Okay. See, yep, that's what I'm saying. Worst week ever. It's like we're seeing, like,
yeah, there has been no growth. I don't think he goes to therapy. And if he does, like, he is just blowing money away.
Wow. Okay.
No, that's a great worst week ever because, like, he is a hot mess. And I feel like people are just so focused on Ariana because obviously people hate women. They are, like, not focusing on who the real problem is.
Yeah.
People are
yeah.
still coming over Rachel.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you said, it goes back to people hate women. Boom. That's it. Even women hate women sometimes, which is like, so to me, sometimes it feels like, oh, like a woman is saying this, you know, but.
No. Yeah. I get chills whenever, like, yeah. If a woman were, like, you read a comment and you're like, man, this man wrote this. And it's like, oh my God, it's a woman.
The woman. Yes. 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 1000%.
So I actually have a couple honorable mentions that we can talk about. One of them is King Charles cancer diagnosis, less than 1 year of being on the throne. This type of cancer hasn't been disclosed, but guys, are we surprised? Not really. Karma's a bitch, but let's move on to my second. Candy leaving Real Housewives of Atlanta was at the Grammys. Basically said, fuck it, it's already going to come out, and told Vanity Fair that she won't be on this season. She didn't get fired, guys. I think she's following Monica and Dorit. Oh my God, I wrote Dorinda. Just taking a pause right now. I think she's going to take a break because she did say there was some scheduling that was happening that she didn't really get it on time. So when it did start filming, she said she wasn't going to be around. But it's definitely a worse week for Candy fans because we've obviously seen Candy for the past 14 years and she's given us a lot. Please don't come for Candy. She's given us Tardy for the Party. She's given us the lies, the lies.
The lies. I will drag you.
Yes. The Todd story too with the apartment in Newark, like, still to this day, I'm just like, Newark, okay.
Yeah.
She has great storylines and she connects a lot of the women with the storylines too, with Kenya, Portia. I think this is great for Candy. It's a worse week for the fans for sure, but
Yeah.
she did say that she's not going to leave Bravo. So this is
Yes.
a fingers crossed for Candy and the gang.
I was just gonna say, I think that's coming. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super excited. Also, another honorable mention is Saturday Night Live. The hits are hitting on, like, the hits are just keep on hitting on my sister, on Bo and Yang. It's getting hostile. Shane Gillis, who was an addition on Saturday Night Live 5 years ago, but got fired because he was making ethnic slurs and mocked Asian accents in his podcast. This is after the Nikki Haley appeared on Saturday Night Live with Ayo, and she ended up stealing the moment of "It's Saturday Night Live," which I felt like it should have gone to Ayo saying that because it's her
Yeah.
show, she's hosting it. And of course, 2 weeks ago with Dave Chappelle appearing, there's homophobia and transphobia in the air. So now Shane Gillis is hosting with musical guest 21 Savage. I think Michael Lawrence needs to be evaluated. Like, is he
Wow.
okay?
I mean.
But those are my worst week ever honorable mentions. Did you want to weigh in on any of those?
You see me, I'm like this.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with all of that. Candy, even for the people that don't like Candy, I hope that they could see because I loved her pre-Housewives. And then when she was on Housewives, I was kind of like, wait a minute. But I recognize the value that she added and brought. I don't need everybody on a 10 on a NeNe Leakes or a Kenya Moore. You need a level head. And I appreciated Candy. It is so that is a worst week ever. And for Saturday Night Live, yeah, they're definitely on a streak, aren't they? And that's all
Just
I'll
like
say
a
about them.
weird one. Like,
Yeah.
I really do think that they're, and it's showing, like, I see it. The whole, like, Bo and Yang noticing Dave Chappelle in the art, like, on the stage when they were saying goodbye at the end of the Saturday Night Live show. And then, like, Nikki Haley, like, who is
Like,
like the mouthpiece of transphobia.
and
And
talking about not racism not being like, oh my gosh.
I just don't understand Saturday Night Live. I understood it in the 90s when they brought in politician like humor and that dragged on, but like, let's do something else. Let's like move away from like, because this isn't comedy for us anymore. It's becoming a little too real.
I was just gonna say, and that's the issue because I don't mind humor about dark things and even, but sometimes when the dark thing is like, oh wait, because it's reflective of actual, like, where's my escape then? It's like, yeah, this is a little too close to home. So yeah, I definitely understand that.
Yeah, and I haven't listened to it yet, but it did appear on my Spotify this morning. Tina Fey is a guest on Les Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang, and I am dying to know if there's going to be any tea weighed on about the Saturday Night
Oh.
Live and what's going on. But I don't know. We'll see what happens this weekend because I was just, if I worked in Saturday Night Live, I do think I would walk out this week to
That is just so crazy.
give
I
him a
guess,
platform to host. Yeah.
yeah.
But, and yeah, going back to Candy leaving, because I did the whole rewatch, I completely forgot about AJ.
Yes.
I like jaw on the floor because I started it off, I think she comes in season four. And she comes and presents, and AJ was so fine.
No, Candy came season two.
Oh, season two.
So
Okay.
she was almost there the entire time, which is even crazy to think about, you know?
Phaedra came in season,
Yeah.
yeah, three or four. But yeah, the whole storyline that she came to that reunion.
Yes. And they were still
Literally.
together, right?
Yeah, like literally, I want to say months. Within the year of that happening, and she still pulled it together and still like came on the show, found love, like
But that's crazy for them to have because that for, I don't know why I was thinking they had broke up, but we're still close, but we're still, but it was recent re breakup, but they were still together. That is so crazy.
Yeah.
And then remember they did the, are you at the season where they did the photo shoot and she was like the drunk driver and then it was really emotional for her because I think that's how he, wasn't that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so worst week ever runner up, who is on your list?
I think I'm saying it in a cheeky way, kind of in a cheeky way, but Sheena, because she's coming off as if she was the injured party in Scandoval. I get what she's trying to say. The people around it and close to it got hit with strays. I get it. But the way she is coming off, oh, it's like.
What did she say in the show? She's like, I can get past the cheating, but the fact that you put a restraining order on me, I was like, wait, what?
It's not for you to get past.
I thought you were Ariana's friend. Like, what do you mean that you think you guys had a chance of being friends, but the restraining order. Is what? Which, valid, it makes sense. It could have affected her family.
Yes, know, like yeah.
They've been separated. What Sheena's saying is valid and correct.
Right.
But the fact that she makes it all about herself and not seeing the fact that it's her friend's life that blew up.
Legit. Like, and she's still living in the house with this man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
Do you think it's a side deflection, like a distraction to what's really going on between her? I mean, like, I'm pretty sure her and Brock are fine, but the fact that Brock is still an issue, like a red flag, you know?
Yeah, I wonder, I don't know. It feels like it's something is definitely going on. And maybe it's the stress of him not seeing his, you know, his kids or not being, I don't know, but it's something. It definitely, she has made it about her. And guess what? It's normal to have those feelings, but sometimes some of those you don't always say out loud. Like, you
know? I think we're going to find more. Like, we're going to hear more.
Me too. I think so too. I think so too.
For my worst week ever runner up, I have to give it to Elmo, who's having like a really bad week. He tweeted, Elmo is just checking in. How is everybody doing? And people were brutally honest. Also, he got into an altercation with Larry David in the America, which I'm still trying to figure out what happened. Do you know?
I was literally listening to a podcast and they were talking about that. And I was cracking up because they didn't say what the genesis was. It was just, I was like, Oh my gosh.
But it was fun till the president weighed in and capitalist corporations had the audacity to complain to Elmo on the tweets. So we did have fun for a little bit. And yeah, I just, Elmo's not my favorite. I love Grover. If it was Grover, like, I think it would have been more goofy. But because it was Elmo, people were just like, I'm depressed.
Yes. Yes. 1000%. I'm exact same tone, everything. Like, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good, Elmo.
Not good out in these streets, Elmo. Oh, I wish Dorinda had tweeted that. That would have been hilarious.
Do you follow Dorinda? Not to get off topic, but do you follow Dorinda's podcast? Because she recently had Monica on and she seems to be like 100% 10 toes down on Monica's side and feels like she should have came back and that. Yeah, I feel
like. I didn't know she had Monica on. I read her thoughts. Sorry, not to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No,
I cut
good, you off. You're good.
I read her thoughts. She was on her radio show. She was very much like, you know, she, what about Heather? Heather lied. Like, she was very team Monica.
I'm still on the stance that Heather's lying about her black guy.
So you don't think Jen gave it to her?
I don't think so. I feel like, you know, I was in that Reddit hole.
That's right. That's well, and we talked about, I remember watching that dinner scene the night before thinking, what's wrong with Heather's eye, but not giving it any thought.
Yeah. And there's, yeah, I have like screenshot photos too of it just, yeah, I don't trust Heather at all. And guys, she is great TV. I'll give her that. But she's a liar too. And if you're going to say Monica's a liar and she shouldn't be in this show, like, well, watch out for next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But worst week ever winner. Who is your worst
Nicki week Minaj.
What's she do now? Is she still,
you know, her diss? I feel like it's still a fallout from her not good diss track to Megan, and then Megan signing a huge deal, record-breaking deal, and then them saying Nicki was nominated for a Grammy only for them to be incorrect. And she was, or that she won the Grammy, and only, I believe they said Nicki won, but it was actually Killer Mike. Yeah.
Who then was arrested
when he left? No, but it's just crazy. Let me say, I was going to look up Nicki Minaj, no Grammy. Yeah, to make sure I had the story correct, but it was,
I'm sure Barb tweeted that.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice mistakenly announced as winners.
Ooh.
And after the line in her diss track to Meg was basically like, oh, what like, oh, like, I'm paraphrasing. I can't remember exactly, but basically like, Meg, you have whack. Your bars are whack, but you have all, but you have a Grammy. Like, basically, you don't deserve it. Nicki, you don't have one. And then for them a week later to mistakenly announce you as a winner only for, yeah.
You think that was on purpose?
That's what some people are, that's the discussion that I've seen. Like, they do it on purpose. So
I mean, like, she,
that you say that.
I mean, she's on a rampant right now of like people like saying that they're coming after her. And I'm like, is this one of those, like, you know, petty, Miss Petty things, you know?
Yep. That is so, I wish, if for those of you not subscribed to Patreon, you should be, because you could have seen the look on Vanessa's face. And she was like, do you think it was on purpose?
I mean, I love mess. So that's why I'm just, and not to like infiltrate more into this drama, but like, I love a good rap battle.
Yes.
And I love that they're doing it with music and not like physically using violence and any source
Girl.
Of like, it's very old school, like bring it back into the
suit. Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm just like, even though it's like ding ding ding, Meg Thee Stallion, ding ding ding,
yeah, yeah.
You know, like winning each round. But I, yeah, Nicki Minaj is having a terrible
yes.
week. The year hasn't started.
Yeah. Yeah. What an introduction. Welcome, Nicki, to 2020.
I know. Well, my worst week ever is obviously Miss Beyonce being snubbed for the fourth time in the Grammy. 2010, she had I Am Sasha Fierce. 2015, Beyonce. 2017, Lemonade. Like, guys, these are epic albums. And of course, last night, 2023, Renaissance. And Taylor has won four times. And I can't dismiss Taylor Swift. It's not her fault. It's the Grammys' fault, guys. Please do not pin these two women together against each other, because they are truly friends. But in my opinion, this one wasn't the best, like the best album out of Taylor, in my opinion.
That's what someone else said too.
And it's like, finding out as well that a Black woman has not won an album of the year since 1999, Lauryn yep. Hill, The Mess Education of Lauryn Hill, and before there was Natalie Cole and Whitney Houston. But do you know how many other more women after 1999, like Missy
yes.
Elliott, Mariah Carey, Beyonce again in like
yes.
2010, like obviously the Grammys are racist, guys. TLC, Fan Mail, I think in 2000, which was like, I remember that in middle school so mm-hmm. clearly. Alicia Keys.
Yes.
Holy shit. NDRE, Rihanna, Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes, which I remember that year because I was a huge Alabama Shakes fan.
Man.
Beyonce, Janelle Monae, Cardi B, Lizzo, Janine Nieko, Doja Cat, Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Like,
It's wild to me. Like, when you think about it in terms of, even if somebody were to be like, oh, well, I didn't think Beyonce, like the self-titled album was the best, a renaissance. You mean to tell me that not one Black woman was deserving from 1999?
Like, I was even thinking Leona Lewis. Like,
yeah,
I thought that would be like, you know, yeah. I'm pretty sure she probably won Artists of the Year. But like album of the year, like I don't get me wrong, I love Midnights, but Renaissance is a no skips album for me. And
but what Jay-Z
Midnights,
said
I
was the
skip.
truth. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Oh no, I was just saying, like, I skipped through Midnights. Renaissance, I like hearing it from beginning to end.
And like he said, for her to be the most decorated Grammy winner, it doesn't make sense. You have 32 Grammys and not one album of the year.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, JC came out with a speech. Basically,
I watched it live.
I thought it was funny. Like, he was good comedic wise
while getting his message across.
Exactly.
And people,
what were you gonna say? Sorry.
I was gonna say, no, my fault. People were saying, it sort of reminds me of with Taraji and The Color Purple and her speaking her truth. People are like, well, is that the right time? Why use that platform? But sometimes you have to look at it from the perspective of, like, if not now, when you have this audience, then when?
And talk about timing. I mean, Taylor Swift branding her new album while she wins an award, that's tacky to me. Okay. And I love Miss Taylor Swift, but I can say that she was tacky saying that she's coming out with a new album the day of the Grammys night and telling everybody to wear black so she can wear white. You know what that gate, you know what that reminded me of? Mariah's Mother's Day, where she told everybody to wear yellow so she can wear blue.
Oh my gosh. When was that? Did I miss that?
That had to be like,
and I love Mariah.
Four, I want to say.
That is hilarious.
Just like, everybody has to wear yellow, like, wear black. And she comes in white.
And she comes in white. Wow.
That's how I knew that she was going to like sweep it up.
Okay. Yeah. And then the surprise, the.
Yeah. And Beyonce having a line like it was Disney. Guys, if you don't know, there was a huge line. Like, apparently there's a video of Trevor Noah like saying hi to Beyonce. And there was just a huge line behind Trevor Noah of meeting Beyonce at the Grammys.
That is hilarious.
They should pay her.
Yeah, or so, yeah, like, yeah, that's hilarious though. But yeah, she didn't went, okay, let me be quiet. Anyway.
Let's move on to our best week ever category. Best week ever honorable mentions. I have a few. One of them being Vanderpump Rules being back on Bravo.
Yes.
Second one is Demi Lovato performing Heart Attack at a cardiovascular convention. I know it's wrong to laugh, but like, Miss Demi Lovato knows how to get in the headlines. And then thirdly, I don't know if this is so much of a best week, but definitely a best week for me. Wendy Williams documentary on Lifetime. It's going to show us where she's been for the last 2 years. And the trailer is very dark.
That was so hard to watch. Yeah. And her crying. Oh, my heart broke for her. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
And her son too is involved in like the filming.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I hope that it seems good that he's involved, because before you wonder, was he one of the ones like taking advantage of? So hopefully we'll see that he's actually like, now I'm looking out for my mom.
Yeah. So that's a best week ever honorable mention for me. Who do you have for your best week ever honorable
mention? I'm going to say Ariana, because didn't she open with Chicago and it's getting a lot of good. I've seen a lot of good feedback. I'm actually in a, was it Reddit? It was either Reddit or a Facebook group. Somebody was there excited and they were like taking pictures, and then people were saying she's great. So the show's out, meaning VPR, and she's on Broadway. So I just think it's a really good time for her right now. And because she's getting good feedback, it's not like, oh yeah, she was okay. Like, I'm hearing good things. I'm reading good. I'm not talking to anybody that personally went, but reading good things. So she's my honorable mention.
Yeah, this is one of her dream come true. Like,
yes,
she is a true dancer. I think she went to school for theater, like graduated college, you know, has like a degree in the arts.
Yes, yep.
This is very much what she has wanted. And the universe really is giving Ariana everything she deserves.
Yeah.
Like, for her.
Yeah, me too.
Best week ever runner-up for me, it is Miley Cyrus looking via Jane Fonda and Cher in the 80s and 90s. She also won her first Grammy, Record of the Year. I thought she looked great. I know people are kind of ragging on her look, but I really do think years to come, people, when they are looking back at the Grammys, they're not going to be thinking of Taylor Swift's, I'm sorry, it wasn't impressive to me as it was Miley Cyrus,
yeah,
white dress. They're going to think of Miley Cyrus like very, it made me think of Cher in the Oscars, like when she came
yeah.
in her like very flamingo-ish outfit.
Yeah.
But yeah, great week for Miley Cyrus. I thought it was very cryptic of her to thank everyone except her father and her brother.
My husband was like, are they not getting along?
No, it's been a couple years too since like they divorced, her parents divorced.
Yeah. It definitely, yeah. It
and
has both, been.
And I think this is all alleged, so, and I can be totally wrong, but I think Billy Ray Cyrus's new wife is not that, is like literally not that older or younger from Miley. Like, there's a huge age gap.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So definitely some division there.
Yeah.
Who is your best week ever runner up?
I am going to say, it's a girl, but it's not. It's an entire franchise, but it makes me happy. Just the conversation. The conversation across social medias with Atlanta, I feel like just the conversations have revived it. I know it has not, but people are talking about Atlanta with interest. It's almost like an anticipation. Like, I know some people are saying, don't bring Portia back, her and Kenya, we don't need the stale beef, but there was something about seeing them, the neighborhood talk, posting them together, Portia's picture, Kenya's picture, their poses, that actually made me excited. So I'm glad that means that with announcements coming out, they're going to start filming soon. So I'm excited about that.
I'm excited on what, because we're so in the dark. We don't know if there's going to be like a reboot. We don't know if there's going to be some sort of legacy. We don't know if
right.
it's just like a cast shakeup.
Right.
I'm actually really excited too. I'm super excited just because, like I said, I'm watching the rewatch of Atlanta, and Portia and Kenya did not hit it and like did not click right away, and
right,
just seeing their relationship, I'd love to see it. I want to know what's up.
Yeah, so that's my runner-up.
I love Atlanta. That Hotlanta. I love it.
Yes.
Best week ever winner, I have to talk about it, guys. Traitors season 2. If you're not watching it on Peacock, you need to go and watch it now. Also, if you guys want to listen to me recap it with Countess and Frenemies, please check the Patreon. We're going to have some spoiler alerts. Have you been watching it at all?
No. Okay. So I watched like the first 2 episodes. Then I was kind of like, I don't know. And I was supposed to go back. People have been encouraging me to go back and watch. And I haven't went back to watch, but I've been watching the clips and watching Phaedra and all of that. Like, oh my gosh.
I think Phaedra's going to win an Emmy from this last episode.
So you think she's going to win?
An Emmy. I don't know if she'll win Traitors this season, but that last episode, I don't know if you saw the clip of her.
I did.
Down Dan.
I did.
Perfect. Like he laughed in the
castle. Yes. That's when you know you got someone, because all he could do is laugh.
Yeah, he was like, this is, I think he had fun playing the game. People
me too.
Bragging on Dan. Like, it's like literally you can tell this man had so much fun playing the game.
I think so too.
But Phaedra, oh my God. I'm just a dolled up housewife, baby.
Wife. Agree.
So great. Who is your best week ever winner?
Because I'm seeing it across the timeline. Meg, and I wanted to get exactly what she did. Meg Thee Stallion, she signs a deal with Warner Music Group that will still allow her to remain independent and get to keep her masters, which is a huge deal. So congratulations to her. I thought that was absolutely amazing. First person to ever do it. I think they said it's a historic thing that happened. So, but I kept seeing it and I was like, wow, that's really cool. So when you sent me the email about your best and worst, I was like, oh, I know who's my worst. I know who's my, you know, like I was so focused, but yes.
I'll love that. No, she keeps winning. And you know how she is very like silence is golden. She went on Good Morning America after that tweet barrage that we had to be involved in. And did not say a word about it. I was like, that is queen status.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even addressing. I addressed it in my song.
Yeah. That's and it. I don't think it was a hit on Cardi. I don't think it was a hit on Nicki itself. I thought it was a hit more on, like, Drake.
It was, but this that one line in the song, you know, you're not mad at me, you're mad at Megan's Law.
It's
could have been about her brother.
It could have been like just the men in the music industry in general, like R. Kelly, P. Diddy. Like, there's just like a lot of that happening.
I think it was about all of them, and and but yeah, it caused Nicki to spiral out, like. We literally watched her unravel like yarn.
Yeah.
Vanessa, what a time to be alive.
And you can tell when the drugs like stopped and crashed. You know what I mean? Because like that 13 hour took a break and like snapped and came back on. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's like the highs when you're coming down off a high.
Oh my God. But I love how she's winning. And speaking of Drake, we didn't mention him because we just.
I promise you. I almost mentioned it for my first runner up, but go ahead. I mean, you're going
to say. I think he's having a great week, but the only thing I sent this to Stel and she was like laughing my fucking ass off. I said, we all know he's gotten a BBL.
Girl,
do you walk
around with a scar?
Pretty sure he could have gotten that resized. I'm just saying.
listen. What funny thing you should say that? Something came across my email. I am subscribed to Madame Noir, right? It's a magazine about Black women and women of color, and they email you. Just like topics and stuff like that have been discussed. Tell me I deleted it. I had to look it up yesterday. Oh, okay. Oh, I think I might have it. Speaking about resizing, this is literally in my email. Oh, you're not going to be able to see because of the light. I was going to try to show you the picture about the. It looks okay. You can't really see, but
I see the eggplant.
Okay. And the cucumber. And the article is, urologists do not recommend trying social media's jelking trend saying it's a waste of men's time. Jelking, J-E-L-Q-I-N-G. I will encourage you to do your own research. That is all I'm going to say on that.
I can't not wait. I'm going to Google it right now.
J-E-L-Q-U-I-N-G. No, yeah, J-E-L-Q-I-N-G, no you.
Oh. And that's exactly what he was doing.
So when you said that, I was like, oh, wait a minute.
And this is for the audience. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, apparently there's been a Drake leak video. It's funny because I saved it a lot on my Twitter. But and it's been, I'm so glad I screenshotted it. I don't know if you saw Donnie's post.
No.
You know, he's like, I know one of you's got the video. Please send it to me. And I was like, yeah, they're really breaking down on making sure that this video is being swiped clean. But I think a great week for Drake because he's flexing, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to have one of y'all send it to me. I haven't seen it. Or maybe not.
I'll send it to you, actually.
It reminds me of, but that wasn't, well, somebody said, what if it was on purpose? A couple years ago, Lenny Kravitz had on tight black leather pants. Do you know about this?
Yes. My aunt's a huge Lenny Kravitz fan.
He was playing the guitar and split his pants, and that thing bounced on the stage and back up.
And I don't know why. I don't know if it's credibility. I believe Lenny Kravitz more than Drake.
Yeah, that was a mess. It was this literally like a gavel. I was like, whoa, that had a bounce to it. Yeah. Hilarious.
We are now at the end of the show where I ask my guests what their favorite song is in the 2000s to 2010. I'm super excited. You chose Let's Make Love by Silk. Can you please tell me, where were you when you first heard this song and what makes it your favorite?
I believe I was in my car because I had bought the CD oh my God, I can't even remember the main song because that wasn't even like the main song on that album. And no. I was in my room at my grandmother's. I used to live with my grandmom, and I was in my room and I played the CD. And I love love songs. I love making love songs. And I just, something about that song just makes you want to do exactly what it says. Make
love. It's from their album Tonight. Is that their?
Yes.
The Return.
And I'm not going to sing it for you right now. I know every single word. It's still on my Apple Music. I love that song.
Oh, I can't wait to play it for the
Let's
audience.
Make love. Now don't get up. Now listen, if y'all start wanting to take your clothes off and do as the song says, it just puts me in that frame of mind. I love that song. But I could also be listening to it on a random Wednesday afternoon, but later on.
You'll be thinking about it later on.
I love that song.
Thank you, Taria, for being on my show. I had so much fun.
Thank you for having me. I had a really good time. Next time, look, I'm just throwing myself out there. Next time, I'm going to have my honorables, my runners up, and the regular. I'm going to have a list.
Well, I always have fun just talking to you about pop culture all the time. So
Same.
This was going to be so much fun. And I am definitely having you on again. Can you please let my listeners know where they can find you?
Yes. First of all, I want to thank you again. I really had a good time. It was so much fun going down memory lane, talking about some of the, you know, some current, some old. So I had such a really good time. And you can find me on Instagram at WeGo, W-E-I-G-O podcast, Twitter of the same name. You can find my podcast, what else is going on, where you find all of your podcasts. And please come check out and subscribe to my YouTube, WEIGO podcast.
Yes. And guys, I will be putting on the show notes because I am listening to it currently. Bitch is Better is back. And
yes,
episode with Kendrick from Reality and Comics 2. Guys, if you had a lot of fun us talking about Married to Medicine, stop what you're doing and listen to this episode. I love them all together. It was like the three talking heads that I wanted to listen to talk about this show. So please go check them out. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you so much.